This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea.
All right, I want to quantify something right now. Then I'm going to get into huge breaking news on the Iran deal. Trump saying he's pulling out of that. The latest on one of the Me Too movement leaders reportedly calling women brown slaves and beating them savagely during sex. The New York Attorney General, that's all coming up. Correction to make here in a moment as well. I had read that Jared Kushner still was in a foundation with the Observer that's always attacking Trump. Turns out a year ago he totally divested from it. So thanks to the crew pointing that out to me. Well, good. I said I'm not against Kushner. It didn't make sense, so there you go. But the Observer used to be more conservative. It's just pure garbage. Anyways, I digress. Let me explain what happened with Sandy Hook. Dr. Steve Pachinik did run psychological operations for the State Department. He ran major CIA operations. He's on record in the New York Times overthrowing major governments. He co-authored a bunch of books for Clancy, who was one of his main sources. He said the whole thing was staged from his sources. He says he had meetings with generals, and he used to be high-level CFR, and saying 9/11 was a stand-down. A lot of that came out later in 28 pages. He said it was staged. There were anomalies. I questioned it. I have a right to do that. I looked at both sides. Paul Watson got really mad at me. And we have the emails. I've shown these on air. Aaron Dykes, a good reporter here at the time, he thought it was a load of crap to say nobody died and that we couldn't say for sure so that I shouldn't even question it. And I would have arguments about babies in incubators in Iraq, and they lied about that to get us into war, so I thought it was okay to question. But once you saw the parents and all the stuff out there, I started saying, no, you know, they come off as real. But I have under the First Amendment my right to doubt anything. I can be a crazy person that doubts that the Empire State Building exists. The media saw that about 3.5 years ago as weakness and thought, wait, Jones has backtracked on Sandy Hook. So they built their whole Democratic Party system on it. Hillary ran ads against me with it. You name it. Well, all's fair in love and war. They could halfway argue, you know, that I said some of that before, so they can say that now, even though I've said that I don't believe that now. And I did believe it at the time, and then I changed my mind. And I have that right. But what I will not put up with, and what has really fed me up, is CNN saying that I said nobody died at Parkland, and that the four students they chose out of 3,000 who were anti-gunners were crisis actors. I said they were chosen because they were in the drama department that was also anti-gun and well-spoken. And they said that themselves in interviews. That's why I said that. So they conflated that. I said there was a police stand-down. That's what they took down of my videos on YouTube and almost banned us. But when we put the videos back up, people got to see them for themselves and they got to watch it for themselves. They said that had nothing to do with that. And Jones didn't say that. So even Bloomberg said it was done wrongly. My stuff was put back up. Well, now the Washington Post, owned by the guy that made $12 billion in 1 week, 2 weeks ago, Jeff Bezos, richest man in the world, runs an article saying people think she's a Parkland crisis actor. It's terrifying. And her name is Emma Jane Gonzalez. And they'll probably have the opposition or something edit this together and play it where I'm saying she is an actor or crisis actor. I've never seen this woman. We never said they were crisis actors. We said it happened. We said there was a stand down, which is now proven. And it just says in here in the article, they learned about it from Alex Jones, who's being sued for saying Sandy Hook didn't happen. And it just says that they learned that this lady's a crisis actor for me. No, they didn't. They don't show where I said it. There's no text. It is a known lie to launch this whole new thing. And because I'm decrying it, they go, oh, look, we got him on this. Keep doing it. No, you're discrediting yourselves. This is the real Emma Gonzalez, who's an anti-gun activist and now turned herself into a celebrity on this, okay, blaming gun owners for what happened. This is the real girl that's, you know, 17 years old, not the 30-something-year-old Emma Jane Gonzalez, who is not that woman. So I'm not correcting this. I'm correcting the Washington Post that knows full well it's lying. I'm going to tell you right now, everybody's got to boycott Amazon. They are out of control. They are a cancer, and Trump needs to break it up. Bezos is a sweatshop owner. I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules, and ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got an incredibly full plate here. Best-selling author and researcher William Ingdahl is going to be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll then have open phones today in the third hour on this live Tuesday, the eighth day already of May 2018. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. I got a bunch of clips I want to get to, a bunch of U.S. news, a bunch of propaganda out of Hollywood news, a bunch of police state news. There's just so much. But before I do that, I want to hit two stories in particular and then go to these clips. There's a story up on InfoWars.com from LouderWithCrowder.com that is so important because it links directly through to the London Telegraph and other publications. So when you hear this, this is really going on. This is really happening. Single-payer NHS recommends amputation instead of treatment for girl's leg. Now, all of us have experienced, I think, leftists in their fantasy land where their brain is up in cloud cuckoo world tell us we all deserve free health care like England. It's the best in the world. Or Cuba's got more doctors per capita than anybody. They're incredible and their education's free. Or, man, Canada's got great health care. But then if you actually know people and you actually research, you know that Canadians, about half of them, choose to come to the U.S. for their health care. You learn the NHS will give you for strep throat a package of Alka-Seltzer and Tylenol, because it's eugenics-based, until you go home and get over it. You have to get the NHS's then approval to be referred to a private doctor in a secondary health care scheme. The NHS also heats its buildings with dead babies' bodies. If you're a new listener, that sounds insane. Just look it up. I'm not joking. I remember when I was in high school, I was a C-SPAN junkie. It's like a soap opera for me. I was really into it. The Waco hearings, you know, came a few years after, all that. And I would watch Parliament, Prime Minister's Questions, that aired several times a week, live and then taped. And I remember watching, even before Tony Blair, but then Tony Blair as well later, would sit up there, and they would have Prime Minister's Questions, and every third or fourth question was, this individual had an operable tumor. If you operate within 6 months, 95% success rate. This, but then waited 18 months and died. And then this little boy, Jimmy, had a brain tumor or another tumor, and if he would have had surgery, he would have been taken care of. Or this little girl had a congenital heart defect that was 100% operable, but you have to get it in the first year because as they grow, the hole in the heart gets bigger and causes death, and she died. And he would hop up from his chair because they asked the question, you stand up. When you're getting asked the question, you sit down. So he would stand up and sit down and say, yes, I agree. We need more funding for NHS. But no one is saying this is okay. We still have the best system in the world, but it's despicable that it's happening. So I remember watching that and then going to college and then being in the media and always hearing the NHS in England is the gold standard of the planet. Over and over and over and over again. And they tell them, oh, be proud of what we have. We're the best. And it's also eugenics-based. If they say you drink too much or you smoked ever, sorry, you don't get health care. It goes on and on. Because once everything's pooled, well, we shouldn't pay for somebody that didn't live their life right. Even if that person paid even more taxes, it doesn't matter. Everything's in a file. Everything's tracked. So what did this little girl get denied? She had one leg shorter than the other, and there's a corrective surgery, so she wouldn't have to wear a big boot for her club foot, basically. And they told her, we'll just chop your leg off in an official document. And that's always the joke in Cuba, where they do have more doctors than anybody per capita. It's a joke. You're getting cataracts, get a cane. Your knee goes out, get a cane. The joke is get a cane. Single-payer NHS recommends amputation instead of treatment for a girl's leg. What, she have gangrene? Too far gone? No. She have a tumor? No. So much for NHS being the envy of the world. In our continuing coverage of the UK's healthcare system screwing over kids, I give you this little gal's tale. This British lass has a deformity which makes one of her legs much shorter than the other. Yeah, one of my legs is about an inch shorter. Maybe mine should be chopped off. She went to the NHS to have them fix her. They wanted to chop her leg off. And it links to mainstream news. In fact, put it on screen and click on that for folks, for TV viewers. A schoolgirl with one leg shorter than the other has been told by the NHS her only option is amputation, even though it's a $6,000 surgery in the U.S. However, a leading U.S. surgeon claims U.K. doctors have the training but not the confidence to save her limb by lengthening it, and that the NHS lacks the highly specialist rehabilitation services she needs after surgery. Dr. Dror Paley has told the parents of 7-year-old Kyra Warren, Worrell, who was born with a rare condition affecting her thigh bone, that her treatment is straightforward. Yeah, they just go in and add a graft of bone, either from a cadaver or they put in synthetic. She wouldn't even have to limp once her leg lengthening surgeries are complete. Seems it's getting harder every day to get a leg up in the UK. So again, that's in the London Telegraph, Daily Mail, you name it. And we're showing video. Let's show video of this little girl that just needs 3 or 4 inches added to her leg. They go into her thigh bone. They'd add a synthetic bone. They can even laboratory grow bones now. Or they could add a cadaver bone. She needs 4 inches. But no, we'll just chop your leg off. Because as we get better science, better technology, we get less for the people. Paul Joseph Watson's upper middle class. He's not rich, but you know he's paid well. He deserves it. 16 years, you know, loyal fighter in the InfoWar. And again, 3 years ago, he had strep throat, coughing up blood for 3 weeks. He was off air for 2 weeks, couldn't hardly talk. And he said, I've been to the NHS 6 times. He's talked about it on air. He said, they keep giving me these little packages of Alka-Seltzers and Tylenol. And he goes, Alex, I'm getting scared. They won't refer me. I think they're discriminating against me to a private physician. They would not give him antibiotics. They would not do it. Anybody's ever had strep throat, folks? Huge, rotting, bloody holes in your back of your throat. You get it. You want antibiotics in hours. I'm the type that's lazy and won't go to a clinic. You know, it's really hurting kind of during the day. And by the time at 3 a.m. you wake up, and man, it hurts so bad you can't even swallow, and you're coughing blood up. Watson basically started crying on the phone. He's a very stoic guy, like, it hurts bad. I'm going to ruin it. And I was like, that's it. What's your phone number? I'm going to call him. And he's not the type that talks about that kind of stuff. That's what it's like to live in the UK. Almost a month with bloody strep throat would have probably killed him. You got strep throat? Go die. You need your leg lengthened 4 inches? Cut it off. And man, every time one of you slack-jawed, skinny jeans, rich little punk kids tell me about Bernie Sanders or how great the UK is, you people are idiots. I'm not talking to our general audience. White people don't know what it's like to be poor unless they're poor kids going to community college and my wife swindled it for millions. It's what we commies do. We're predators. All the studies show it. But you people have bleeding hearts and I can punch their buttons. Yeah, I'm Bernie Sanders. I go to Cuba for health care. If you believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you too. You dumb people.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Got a good woman at home who thinks I do no wrong. But sometimes, Lord, she just ain't always around.
Welcome back. I'm Alex Jones, your host. When I say that we've gotten over 300 TV affiliates and over 70 cable affiliates, we already had 20 cable systems or so, and maybe 15 TV stations. We got a particular type of satellite that was the newest and the fanciest, but it's not what people wanted. And I never really promoted it because I was always trying to build the new studios and, you know, go 20, 24 hours a day before I promoted it. But then a year turned into 2 years. So we went to a lot of these big conventions in Chicago, in Vegas, in New York, in Los Angeles, and we got the satellites everybody wanted. And we also said the key word, free to air. We're on an hour, each hour, got 15 minutes of ads. Those 15 minutes of ads are 100% belong to local stations. They like that. We do a couple minutes of plugging each hour for ourselves, and they love it. I want to do it with radio, where our local affiliates get them all, but I'm still partnered with GCN. I can leave GCN, but I'm a very loyal person. I like Ted Anderson. And 90% of GCN's revenue is me. I'll tell you that. It's actually 97%. I think they're allowing me a little too much. But I'd like to go free to air on radio. That'd be so revolutionary for a for-profit show to give the local stations all the ads. Because my mission is to get the message out. That said, I got a big job ahead of me. I said every week I'm going to profile a cable system that we're on. And a radio network, a radio station. Here's the one I shot a few days ago on Friday, and they produced it, and I got to cut a new one this week for a cable system that covers seven counties in Florida, and I've got ones in California. I don't even want to say some of the ones are so big, but they want to be promoted. I know they'll get a few phone calls, a few harassments by the establishment, but they understand what they're signing on to. They understand we're under attack. They understand we're telling the truth. They're listeners. There's so many station owners and station managers and cable station owners picking us up now. It's exciting. We're in talks today with a gentleman that owns 200 TV stations, and it looks like they're going to pick us up. And we're talking 24 hours a day, even though we're 10 hours live at loops because they've got these sub-channels, but those are popular. And then we run promos on their main channels. Now, I cut a one-minute promo they run on their channel on Channel 9 in Houston that reaches over 3 million homes on the main cable system, and they got other TV stations. And the fellow that Lee Cook invented Internet over phone lines, Phonoscope, he has the patents 50-something years ago, 60 years ago. In fact, he basically like a consultant on 2001 Space Odyssey when you see, you know, where he's there talking to his daughter from the moon base from the space station, and they've had us on for a few years, so I thought they'd be the one. They've got Ron Paul on every day as well. They'd be the one for us to promo first, but this is a job. I'm not complaining, because you're going to start seeing every week a new promo for TV and radio stations and radio networks that we're on, and so here it is in Houston, Phonoscope. This is a promo running on Phonoscope that runs on CNN and all the channels on basic cable, because that's how the cable rules work. So this ad and another one-minute ad and another 24-second ad are airing all over the cable in Houston, and the listenership is just exploding. Want to report that to George Soros. Every time we go under attack, God just opens another door. So thanks for your prayers, folks. Thanks for your support. We're reaching a lot more people. So here's that Phonoscope promo.
Every week, we're going to be profiling a different TV station, TV network, or cable station or network that's picking up InfoWars. We're on well over 100 stations right now since we started our syndication push about 6 months ago. Now, one TV station that's actually been picking us up for several years that I want to profile first is Phonoscope. Phonoscope's creator and owner is the man that invented, more than 50, 60 years ago, streaming television over phone lines. That's why it's called Phonoscope and why it's patented. Well, he's got several channels and stations in Houston, and he's got us on 24 hours a day on Phonoscope, Channel 9 in Houston cable systems. So we're talking a potential of 6 million people that are able to tune in. This is very, very exciting. So to all of our listeners online, even if you're not in Houston, be sure and tell any friends, family, or neighbors, or folks that you know who live in the Houston area, they can tune in to cable channel 9 to Phonoscope, not just for my four-hour broadcast every day from our state-of-the-art TV and radio studios here in Austin, but to Owen Schroyer, David Knight, and all the other shows and all the other news and anchors and analysis that we're adding. So Phonoscope is our oldest TV affiliate. They've been picking us up, I guess, for 4 years now, and so we really appreciate them. They're also one of our biggest, massive response. So to Lee Cook and the entire family down there at Phonoscope, we salute you, and we also want to just ask all the viewers of my show and listeners of my show to tune into Phonoscope and to also visit their website so you can find out about some of the other programs they put out, like Ron Paul's TV show. So again, for myself and the entire InfoWars crew in Austin, Texas, we salute Phonoscope in Houston. Thanks for all you're doing for this republic. You've helped make America great again.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I don't know why I said in that promo over 100 TV stations. It's over 300, over 70 cable systems. And that was as of about a week ago. We just signed a couple smaller deals, another 15 stations or so. A few more radio stations came in. But I think we're going to get a deal with 200 more. And a lot of these are in big cities and are the main channels where they're doing stuff like carrying my show, but taped to air at night during the family hour. And then they tell people and tune over to our sub channel for 24 hours a day. It's very smart. Now, again, in the late 70s, they said that AM stations were going to turn off. But then conservatives and libertarians and people like the great patriot who helped us get rid of the fairness doctrine had the ideas to, hey, launch political talk radio on there and get around the leftist control that dominated television. So the internet of the 80s and 90s, before we really had the modern internet, was AM radio. And it's still there today. It's still doing pretty good despite all the attacks because people decided to use it. Well, they say TV, local cable, local broadcast TV doesn't have the listeners it used to have or the viewers. It's not true. You put specialty things on, local sports, local news, it has huge ratings. You put special political programming on that's pro-America that people are hungry for. Why do you think Sinclair has had all this pro-Trump stuff on? Because it's popular, it sells, and it's good. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, Sinclair knows what they're doing. They're the leader nationwide in local television. And we're not on Sinclair at this point, but I'm saying they know what to do. So these TV stations, these cable systems are putting us on all over. It is explosive. This is very, very exciting. So thank you all for spreading the word to your local TV stations as well and your local cable. Tell them to pick us up. They can find all the details at InfoWars.com. Okay, we'll be back with an author, researcher, geopolitical expert, William Ingdahl, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're giving the globalists a run for their money. Trying to reboot the American Republic, trying to take power back from the IMF, the World Bank, the TPP, and transfer it back to our republic. The globalists are really angry at Trump, but he's been doing some sideways stuff in Syria and other areas. F. William Ingalls is an award-winning geopolitical analyst, strategic risk consultant, and more. A Century of War, Anglo-American Oil Politics, and More, Gods of Money. We'll be talking to him here in just a moment. Newest book is Manifest Destiny. But first, this broadcast is brought to you by viewers like you. Take the old PBS line, but we don't get money from David Rockefeller or those groups or George Soros. And how do we finance ourselves? Well, my dad's a now quasi-retired dentist. He worked with the biggest manufacturer of organic fluoride fluoride-free toothpaste in the country to bring you Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste fortified with colloidal silver and iodine. It is amazing. It's concentrated. It's a great deal. It's regular price. It is 50% off, and the mouthwash is 50% off, and the immune gargle in three sizes is 50% off. The children's is 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Again, that is our new big special. And even though it's set to sell out in the next few weeks and more doesn't come in until mid-June, I wanted to discount it massively because a lot of you are on the fence. And we get a lot of new customers when we do discount things right down to the bone, and then you become a repeat customer. And then once you love the toothpaste, sign up for AutoShip, get an additional 10% off the cost, making it a loss leader. Then it locks in that price. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. We also have Icarin, the liver and kidney cleanse. That was sold out for months. It's back in stock. It's 40% off. So check out Icarin at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it is your purchases that make all of this possible and this big push we're doing against the globalists. Now, joining us is F. William Engdahl. He is an award-winning geopolitical analyst, strategic risk consultant, author, professor, and lecturer. He has specialized for more than 30 years in geopolitical analysis of global events and special focus on the interactions of economics with politics. WilliamEngdahl.com is the website. The new book is Manifest Destiny. I'm going to talk some about that with him as well. But first, thank you for coming on, sir.
Good to be with you again, Alex.
It's been a long time. Geopolitically, before we get into the details, the 35,000 foot view, where is the world right now? How do you see Trump? How do you see Putin in this bipolar world? Or do you see it as a bipolar world? What is the state of the planet right now if we look back, say, 50 years from now to the history books?
Right now, in my view, we're at a, no friend of Al Gore, but we're at a critical tipping point geopolitically that, depending on what happens, I would say in the next 12 months, will either determine if we have a chance at defanging this globalist monster that, as you mentioned, and creating more freedom in the world for building up. And what we have is it's not really a deep state. It's the powers that be behind the deep state. When he was alive, David Rockefeller was said to be the chairman of the board of this powers that be. But the families that don't appear in the public, the deep state are simply there. House servants, their bureaucrats, and so forth. Nasty as they are and vicious as they are. But right now you have a counterpole, and you've had it building since all of the provocations, I would say going back to September 2001, with the war on terror, the occupation of Afghanistan, the occupation of Iraq, and so forth. Supposedly going after Osama bin Laden, which was a feint, as you know. And what we have is the emergence of an attempted counter pole or counterweight to this sole superpower that Papa Bush declared in 1990 after the collapse of the Soviet Union. And the counterpower is the growing alliance between Russia, China, and interestingly enough, Iran. So if you go to the defense policy strategy document that was just released about 6 weeks ago in Washington, they define the greatest potential threat facing the United States military in the world today is Russia and China. Now, General Votel, the head of CENTCOM, recently added Iran to that calculus. And you see, if you look at a map and look at the trade agreements, look at the energy deals that are going on between these, the agreements to trade oil not in dollars but in their own currencies, building pipelines, exchanging formidable Russian anti-aircraft defense systems and so forth, you begin to see that the Shanghai Cooperation Organization countries and the potential of Iran to become a member of that under the maintaining of this nuclear agreement that Trump seems to be about to cancel from the U.S. side, that creates a counterpole. And everything that we have seen coming out of Washington, with Trump's acquiescence or without it, I think he's, let me say something controversial. I think he's a secondary part of this. I don't think any president since Kennedy was assassinated in 1962 has set his own agenda. The deep state, the powers that be, decide what the agenda is, and if a president tries to buck that, as many presidents have tried on the edges, if it's serious enough, they're dealt with. So I think that's what we're seeing recently with Trump. But the appointments, John Bolton, National Security Advisor, Nikki Haley at the United Nations, Pompeo as Secretary of State, torture lady as head of CIA, potentially, you see that the policy establishment is bringing the U.S. into the next phase, which I think will be to knock Iran out. How are they going to do that? I don't think it's going to be through a war. This dog and pony show that Benjamin Netanyahu presented to the world about 10 or 12 days ago with all these graphs and these colorful cartoons and very melodramatic presentation, there wasn't a shred of the verifiable evidence presented in there, just some photos of
it was just old admitted stuff that wasn't denied before, but then projected into the future. And, you know, I agree with you that, let me ask this question. Why do you think the power structure has been so angry at Trump? Because he signaled he wanted to work with Russia. He signaled he didn't want the U.S. to be a hegemonic power. He signaled he didn't want us bankrolling it. They didn't want to rule through subterfuge. I mean, just his rhetoric is what sent them into such hysteria because, you know, now he is signaling with these new appointments that he's now getting back in line with the Anglo-American Imperium.
Well, we may never know the exact answer to that, Alex. It can be that a part of the circle around him genuinely is trying to de-escalate this lunatic attack on Russia with the sanctions, with the blaming for the Skripal poisoning in London, something that...
that's important. Stay there. F. William Ingall, best-selling author, researcher, geopolitical expert, really is a smart guy. I've been talking to him for 15 years. One of the leading experts out there. When we come back, we're going to get into that because Mattis, it seems, is somebody saying no to the insanity. From his intel, is that accurate? And then what would you call these other forces that don't want, you know, to have a world empire? And stay with us.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Mother, there's too many.
All right, he's one of the most respected geopolitical analysts out there in Europe, the United States. He's F. William Engdahl. He's been all over international television. He's written a whole bunch of best-selling books. I've read several of them. And he's joining us to get into the power structure and why the globalists hate Russia so much, because I've never been to Russia. But I know Russia has been under basically neoliberal globalist, proto-globalist control. The whole Bolshevik Revolution was financed by the British Crown, by U.S. robber baron interest. Perhaps as a historian, he can break that down for you. And then they've lost control of it. And now they're becoming Christian, they're becoming free market, they've got more resources than we've got. We should be working with Russia. And under General Flynn, and more pragmatic views, I know at the Pentagon, we look at the threat of radical Islam, we look at demographic issues, we look at the need for resources. The United States, Europe, and Russia should be unified for global peace and economic prosperity, space exploration. They're no longer the evil Soviet Union. But we're dealing with the very same interest, from my view, that actually created the Soviet Union and then worked through it to create a fake polar world to consolidate control. Now it looks like a real two-polar world is materializing, but you're really the expert on this, and you tie it into the eugenics, all of it. Who's hijacked the West? Because we're not taking over Russia for the average American. So we should probably define who the Anglo-American establishment is and then why they hate Russia so much, sir. Please break it down.
I would go, and I go into this in great detail in the Manifest Destiny, Democracy's Cognitive Disorder, the new book. The rape of Russia, as I call it in the book, took place in a coup d'etat against, well, the Soviet Union was rotten and was collapsing anyway. and Gorbachev was ready to raise the white flag of surrender. But the in 1991, the CIA, and this I document in great detail in the book, the CIA, guided by the networks of George Bush Sr., worked to bring Boris Yeltsin into power and his family, the mafia around Yeltsin. They created the oligarchs, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, Berezovsky, you name them, Abramovich. And these multi-billionaire oligarchs were created by the Anglo-American establishment under, let's make it very simple, the City of London and Wall Street banks. Without those banks, the billions and billions of dollars of the Russian oligarchs could never have been laundered out of Russia into the assets that they bought all around the world. So Russian organized crime is really a spin-off of what was then CIA organized crime. They used banks in Switzerland tied to Riksbank. The brother of President Bush Sr., Jonathan Bush, was up to his eyeballs in this whole...
And that goes back to the OSS in World War II and the Sicilian networks and all. This is all mainline history, because the average person doesn't know that the globalists, the proto-globalists, the Anglo-Americans, went and colonized Russia, put the Soviets in, made them live in slave conditions, fenced all their products and raw material out, used them to launch invasions of countries that Western nations wouldn't accept. I mean, this is truly full-spectrum diabolic behavior.
Yeah. Well, what happened in 1999, after 10 years of no pensions were being paid to Russians, suddenly there was mass unemployment. Alcoholism was a reaction of many unemployed Russians to this hopeless situation, or seeming hopeless. And a faction, a nationalist faction of the intelligence community in Russia, backed an unknown, a young man by the name of Vladimir Putin, and put him, managed to get him in as prime minister. And then Putin and the nationalists made an offer that Yeltsin couldn't refuse. We let you leave office with your billions, get the hell out of politics, and we'll leave you alone, but we're taking over. And that is why the neocons, the people around President Trump today, loathe and despise Russia with every fiber of their being. That's why Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eastern Europe, despises Putin and so forth, because he drew the line in the sand in 1999 and in 2000 when he became prime minister, president for the first time in the elections, and said, no, Russia will not be destroyed as a functioning nation. We will rebuild it somehow. So all of the sanctions that are targeting the people around Putin, all of the lies that are coming, the fake media out of the U.S., CNN, you name it, BBC, this is all intended to demonize Putin for trying to not declare war on the West, but trying to preserve the nation of Russia.
Now, let me bring this in, because everything F. William Engdahl is saying is mainline historical truth, but the public is ignorant of it, and his books break it down. But this is what's insane. The very same globalist forces preying on America are the same ones trying to get control of Russia. And if you look at a lot of patriots in our government, the citizens helped get Trump elected in the hope of repeating that. So if there is Russian collusion, it's that in Europe and in Brazil and all over, people know that Russia's gotten out from under this global scourge. And so Russia has led the way from the bottom out of this towards nationalism. And I think that's why they're so upset at Russia, because they see it as kind of patient zero of the globalist domino system collapsing.
Yeah, I think that's a good summary of it. They get into a white rage when they think of Russia intervening at the invitation of the Bashar al-Assad government in Syria in September 2015 to prevent ISIS, which has a large component, thousands of Chechen terrorists are fighting in Syria to topple Bashar al-Assad. There's a long-term deep state agenda for Syria, which we're seeing the neocons and the people around them implement right now, and that is not to leave Syria, but to break up Syria into many warring principalities, Shia, Sunni, Alawite, Christian, and so forth.
Kurd.
And Kurds, and play one off against the other, and then manipulate the whole pipeline strategy of that, and also lead that into the destabilization of Iran. Not through war, I don't think. I think what's going to happen, as I suspect in a few minutes, President Trump will announce the not signing off on the nuclear agreement, is that they'll put in snap sanctions. Mnuchin, the former Goldman Sachs guy who's running all these treasury wars around the world, talked about snap sanctions that will come right back in against Iran, prohibiting them from selling their oil. Look at what they did against Rusal, the second largest aluminum company in the world, with the sanctions a few weeks ago. And those sanctions are going to create the background for a color revolution attempt again in Iran through popular discontent on the economy. And there are real problems in the Iranian economy, no question. So this is the agenda. Russia, Iran, China with the trade war, but that's only the beginning in China, and divide and rule. It's the globalist agenda. And I think the United States, we should get out of these wars. We should rebuild America, make America great again, as Trump talked about in the election campaign.
Well that's the thing, is it's paradoxical. Trump's done a lot of good things. The globalists are mad at him, but now he's sliding into what they want. We're not saying Iran's run by good guys either. It's just part of this larger seven-nation takedown that Leslie Clark talked about. There's got to be a third way out of this. And I know Russia tried to work with us. They've tried to fight radical Islam. They've really been putting up with their troops getting killed. They've really bent over backwards. And I'm not a Russophile. It's just a fact.
Yeah. It can't be disputed. It's on record. And they've held conference after conference to try to get the United States involved in that. Every time there's been duplicity on the side of Washington. I think the situation with Trump as a person is that somebody has the blackmail dossier on Donald Trump, and every time he tries to do something halfway positive, he gets slammed. So I would concentrate less on the person of Donald Trump and more on the overall action.
I agree. We've got to go to break. The president's about 5 minutes out, but stay with us for five more minutes before the president comes on. He's usually about 5 minutes late. President Trump gives remarks coming up next. We're going to be showing that. But F. William Engdahl, come do a few more minutes with us on your book. Come back for a full hour. I've read your new book. I've read two of your books, one on GMO and one on the Anglo-American establishment. Read them years ago. I forget the names. But I want to read the new one because what you say is so on target just from the globalist own writings of what they admit. You just give your perspective, which I think is dead on. So I want to talk about how do we exactly focus on populism, nationalism versus globalism and not pin everything on Trump. I think that'd be a mistake. We'll be back.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this...